I'm Todd Zwillick with you here on The Takeaway. And here's a healthcare story now. No, not from Congress, not from the Senate floor where the individual mandate is in jeopardy yet again. No, this American healthcare story is from the world of literature back in the 1950s. Legendary detective novelist and screenwriter Raymond Chandler is known for films and books like The Big Sleep and many others, but he also apparently had healthcare on his mind. That's according to a new discovery from Andrew Gooley. Andrew has been responsible for unearthing unknown stories from lots of authors, including H.G. Wells, and now he's found a previously unpublished short story from Raymond Chandler as well. It's called It's All Right, He Only Died, and it's a story that shows that Raymond Chandler had a lot of ideas about equity and justice in healthcare that could have put him right in the center of the debate today. Story sleuth Andrew Gooley is managing editor of The Strand magazine. He says this story led him to, of all places, a shoebox.
Well, this one was housed in the Bodleian Library in Oxford. And the interesting thing is the finding aids had this scribbled note saying that a lot of these items were brought over in the 90s and they were found in a shoebox. So to all those people out there, please do not neglect shoeboxes because you may find treasures in them. And this story, I was very surprised to find it because I thought that everything that Chandler had ever written was published. And I asked the librarian at the Bodleian to send me a copy of this because I was working with him for over a month and he would send me copies of things and I would find out that they were published. So I did not have much hope, but when I opened up the envelope, I still acted like Gaspar Gutman from the Maltese Falcon saying, 17 years I've waited for this.
Well, look, fans of Raymond Chandler, they know him from The Long Goodbye, The Big Sleep, lots of detective novels, some of which have been made into famous films. Does this newly uncovered story, It's All Right, He Only Died, will that remind him of the work that they love?
In some ways it will, and in some ways it won't. It will in the fact that it has Chandler's trademark prose, which is very tight, very quick. You know, Chandler does not play around with descriptions of sunsets for a long time or talking about people's Mephistophelian eyebrows. He gets to the point, he gets off the ground running, and this story does have this style of Chandler. However, it's not a detective story. This is a story that has a social message attached to it where this transient, as he's called in the story, is found drunk with a head injury, and he finds himself in an emergency room where the hospital staff is very, very reluctant to treat somebody who they suspect may not be able to pay them for their services.
Dr. Williams looked at the clock. 7:10. This was his case, if he wanted it. He thought of his home, the good dinner already spoiled. Why couldn't these last-minute accidents be decent cases? Still, the man could be badly hurt. That would be at least $25 worth of x-rays. Calling out the technician, then the damn lab fees, another $10. Then the ward rates on top of that. I'll never get paid, thought Dr. Williams. Still, he leaned over and could smell whiskey. William started to take his coat off.
I'm sure he's just drunk, Doctor,
Iris said.
And he hasn't a dime. Why did the police bring him here? How can we run the hospital? You know how Mr. Brownell feels about it.
Pretty much a postcard-sized indictment of the healthcare industry.
Exactly, and it's quite uncommon in that Chandler had an author's note at the end of the story where he sort of rails against physicians who would not treat people who they suspected would not reimburse them. And that's interesting coming from Chandler. And I suspect that his several hospital stays influence the story because in the 50s he was thrown into county hospital after what he called one of the most inept suicide attempts ever. And he was also in the hospital in New York City because when he was drunk he had fallen off some stairs. So he had a first-eye view of the healthcare system in the United States, and I think he was forecasting how difficult it would be for people of very humble means to get healthcare, or he was probably just looking at patients and thinking to himself, a doctor or hospital's decision might be influenced by the fact that their patient would not have insurance and would be unable to pay them.
which is a dynamic that's been proven in research time and again since then, that ability to pay does affect the quality of care. So he was prescient in that way. Andrew, are there any other instances from Raymond Chandler's career where he lashed out about social issues or had a social conscience?
In a lot of his works, he has this sort of a theme where whatever shines is definitely not gold. So amidst all the wealthy people and the, you know, the oligarchs in Los Angeles, when you dig under the surface, you find people that are very decayed and very corrupt. And in Chandler's view, big money corrupted people. But the backdrop to which he started writing detective stories were his experiences as an oil executive in the 20s and 30s. And during that time, you could call that the golden age of corruption in Los Angeles. In fact, his own boss was fired from his job for embezzling money from the oil company. So there's a lot of that sort of view in Chandler's books where money corrupts people. And the story carries along the same theme of how a person's health care might be influenced if they afforded to pay a hospital that was depending upon a wealthy benefactor to keep the place afloat.
Well, Andrew Gooley, it's another great find in your story detective series, I have to say that. Raymond Chandler's long gone. I wonder if you think he might be gratified if 535 members of Congress having a healthcare debate each got a copy of the Strand magazine so they could read his story.
I think they should get a copy. The world of healthcare has influenced me personally because both of my parents passed away, my dad in 1990 and my mom in 1997. And, you know, they were fortunate to be covered by insurances, and we had the means to take care of them. But what if they did not have any insurance? What if they did not have a safety net to make sure that they were treated well? And I remember talking to my mom, and my mom was once saying, you know, the United States is such a wealthy country that nobody should be suffering for lack of health care. And when you see how people today have been delaying treatment because they're afraid that insurance will not cover any of their diseases or any prevention, it's disheartening. So I do wish that every member of Congress could have a chance to read this story and get a better insight into how less fortunate people have to cope today.
Lawmakers, if you're listening, the Strand magazine is available, and it's in the Library of Congress right across the street from where you're working. So take heart. Andrew Gooley is the managing editor of the Strand magazine. Andrew, thanks.
Thanks a lot, Todd. Always great to be with you.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.